I'm Nathan Cones here with your Week in Review for Sunday, October 25th, 2020. At number 10 on our list of listeners' top stories, the DNR was investigating reports of spilled milk last week in Crawford County. Approximately 400 gallons of milk was released into a creek southwest of Denison after a cooler failed. No fish kills were reported, but the farmer could be facing enforcement actions by the DNR. At number 9, South Central Calhoun started on Friday requiring masks for students. That was following updated guidance from the state that permits students to not quarantine after a confirmed contact if both the student and the infected individual were both wearing masks at the time. At number 8, Lakeview's City Council has proposed a $500,000 pledge toward a community center on Blackhawk Lake's northern shore. It's a $1.45 million structure, and that $500,000 in funding is contingent on if the remaining $950,000 can be raised through grants and private fundraising. And number 7, a concerned Carroll citizen has organized a petition and formed a Facebook group to fight crime over at the Fairview Village Apartments. That was following a recent spate of violent crime over at the facility. The full story is online at carrollbroadcasting.com. Up next, according to Governor Kim Reynolds, Iowa is leading the nation in election security. That was following comments made on Thursday morning as she traveled through Carroll. It's a combination joint effort between the National Guard, Iowa State University, and many other organizations, including local auditors, to maintain the integrity of our elections. Of course, that came just a day after federal officials announced that Russia and Iran were attempting to meddle in our elections this time around. Next, crews in Calhoun County battled a bale fire for nearly 10 hours on Thursday. The crews involved include Lake City, Rockwell City, Lorville, Auburn, and Lanesboro. They were called at about 8:30 a.m. Thursday morning, just northeast of Lake City, after a lightning strike ignited a open-air bale storage area that contained about 1,000 bales. Close to 700 were burned in that fire. Next, a Carroll Community School District teacher group was at last Monday's school board meeting to request the board consider implementing a mask mandate. It wasn't an item on the agenda, so the board was prohibited from taking any action on that particular item. Next, a Carroll home, likely a total loss in a Tuesday morning fire. That was up in the 700 block of Troy Drive that occurred on Tuesday morning. Again, fortunately, no one was home at the time of the fire, but several pets were lost in the blaze. At number 2, a Carroll teen accused of sexual abuse is being charged as an adult in Carroll County District Court. That is 17-year-old Brandon Deshaun Driesman. He is accused of performing sex acts on a 13-year-old victim between August 12th and August 24th of this year. Under Iowa law, sexual abuse is a forcible felony, and Driesman was over the age of 16 at the time of the incident, so the charge does originate in the adult courts. And our top story, no surprises, connected to COVID-19. Last week was the deadliest of the pandemic for Carroll County, with 4 reported deaths, the most of any week since the beginning of pandemic stat keeping. Also, 4 of Iowa's 69 COVID-19 outbreaks are at long-term care facilities here in the region, one here in Carroll County, 2 in Crawford County, and another in Guthrie County. When it comes to COVID-19 statistics in Iowa, encourage you to check out coronavirus.iowa.gov. And that is your Week in Review. I'm Nathan Cones reporting.